Greg Gumbel, who's been the studio host on CBS and will be again this year, how different is it going to be now that you're not going to have four games ending all at the same time?
Don't know. You know, it's a question that I have been asked.
Probably the biggest question so far.
25, 30, 35 times since this deal was announced. And the honest answer is, I don't think any of us know until it actually starts to happen. Because no one's ever done this before, and we've never experienced it. I do think, however, that it'll take some getting used to. It'll take some getting used to from our standpoint, and I think it'll also take some getting used to from the viewer's standpoint. But I think that it's going to be a good deal for viewers. It's going to be a terrific deal because all of those angry phone calls that we used to get about, okay, you guys switched to this game, but I really did still want to see the other game, even though it wasn't a close game. You know, those questions now are answered. Those problems are solved.
Even though there's only going to be three more games in this tournament than there were in, you know, last year, does it feel like a bigger operation? I mean, obviously, when we all got together the last couple of years at CBS headquarters, it was a relatively small room. There weren't as many people there, and now it feels like it's just double the scale of the thing.
It is a bigger operation. There's more people. There are a couple of different locations. There are more hats in the ring and more people telling you what to do. But I also think that, again, it's for a common goal and a common good. There's a lot of money invested in this whole thing. There are some very smart people who are running it, and we're happy to be a part of it. But we also share what is a common love for the NCAA tournament. You've heard it in here a couple of times today. It's a very special event, and it's a special thing to be a part of.
Did you ever have a moment where you stepped back and you said, hey, Marv Albert and Ernie Johnson are going to be involved in the NCAA tournament?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, and of course, as I mentioned here this morning, I've of course, familiar with Ernie's work, but never met him until we did some promos together last week. As for Marv, I used to work with Marv at the Garden, so Marv and I are longtime friends. But yeah, it's always nice. I can't remember if I ever met Reggie Miller before our meetings yesterday. It had been a while since I had seen Charles. It had been a while since I had seen Kenny Smith, since they were players. So it's nice to get, number one, reunited with people that you've known previously, and number two, to be able to add expertise of people who you respect in the business.